Page 131. Interview with Jithin Lal NR. There is a lot of discussion on the usage of the term Dalit artist or Dalit art. What is your view?
I don't think that there is anything such as Dalit art, but there are artists and art from Dalit resistance.
Is there a greater visibility of art that talks about the experience of this community? Why so?
Yes. Today there is surprisingly a great amount of visibility for the art that talks about Dalit experiences. I think today even galleries are open to the art made by artists that talk about the experience of the Dalit community. Were there no artists before from the Dalit community? I think it is not because there wasn't any. It is because only now the discourse has become so unavoidable that you can't keep it invisible anymore.
You spoke about getting accepted as human. Why do you think it was denied, and how can art challenge that or change that? What is the purpose of your art?
In oppression, the oppressor and the oppressed both lose their humanity, and it is only when the oppressed fights back, both can regain their humanity. Culture is very important because that is the only way life has any reminiscence. If you can imagine a language that is beyond the confinements of the hegemonic structure and based on sharing and love, I think it can make a difference. I think my attempt is not to find a new language, but to reinstate what it has lost. I think that is the attempt of all the artists working from the differences.
You spoke about a particular gaze with which you look at things. What is that gaze?
It is a gaze from the bottom. It's a gaze from the differences and the gaze from the intersections, from the peripheries of the power centers. That gaze is about freedom. It is about liberation, and I am just one among them.
Copyright India Today.